Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's on My Side. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me in the Scriptures, please, to two openings. Well, one will be okay for now. Psalm 124. Psalm 124. And I get some other direction. I believe we'll start a new series this evening. How you know you like it? You don't know what it is. No, I like the way you think. Don't misunderstand me. I like the way you think. The Lord has been faithful to us every time, right? He's helped us every time. So that woo-woo was by faith. So that's got to please the Lord, right? I mean, you're celebrating and you don't even know what it is. Well, you know if it's in the Word of God, it's good. You know that. You know that. Psalm 124. So many good things in the book of Psalms. Psalm 124, are you there? Verse 1 says, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. The proud waters had gone over our soul. If what? If what? If the Lord had not been on our side, we'd have been washed away. Is that right? We'd have been swallowed up. We'd have been consumed. We'd have been destroyed. Verse 6, blessed be the Lord who's not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Did you know that's exactly true about you? You missed hell. The devil had you. He had you. He had me. He had you. But you are escaped. I said, you are escaped.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
You're not His anymore.
Amen.
He has no claims on you. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And the reason why is verse 8. The reason why? Our help. That's what the first two verses said. The Lord was on our side. The Lord was on our side. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. We didn't do it on our own. We didn't make the break on our own. We had help.
Yes.
We escaped the prison.
Yes.
But we had help.
Yes.
Making our escape.
Yes.
Go over to Psalm 118, please. Verse 1. 118 and 1. It said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, because His mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say that His mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that His mercy endures forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that His mercy endures forever. Let Faith Life Church say His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Verse 5, I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. God's will is roomy. Roomy. I don't like little tight anything. I like a roomy house. I like a roomy car. I like room. Room is prosperity. Is that right?
Yes.
How, is God big or is God little?
Big.
Huh? Is God spacious?
Yes.
Well, where'd that word come from? Space? The Lord answered me, set me in a large place. Keep reading. The Lord is on my side. That's what we saw in the other passage. The Lord's on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord takes my part with them that help me. Therefore, I'll see my desire upon them that hate me. I want you to notice again, verse 6, the Lord is on my side. Verse 7, the Lord takes my part with them that help me. Glory to God. That's the name of the series. The Lord's on my side. Hallelujah. He's on my side. Would you like to hear some more about that? The Lord. And who are we talking about now? Who are we talking about? Creator of the heavens and the earth. Talking about the Father. We're talking about the Master. We're talking about the Holy Spirit. All His holy angels. On my side. On my side. God is on my side. Come on, everybody, say it out loud. God is on my side.
He's on my side.
He's for me.
He's for me.
He takes my part.
He takes my part.
Now, that's a wonderful thought. Now, you know, that's the opposite of Him being against you. Him being against you. And whether you've understood it or not, I recognize it or not, maybe I should say, the enemy who is against you is continually trying to dupe you and convince you that God's against you. There are millions of believers. A lot of them don't go to church anywhere. Some of them do go once in a great while. Some of them go semi-regularly. Some of them go every time the door is open. But millions of Christians that believe, you know, they might not just spit it out and say it, but if you examined it and got down to it, they believe God is pretty unhappy with them. Pretty displeased. And what has been preached in a lot of groups is what God is against. Is it true or not? God is against. It's been preached and taught. God is against sin. He's against sin. Well, what if you sinned? If He's against sin and you sinned, well, that's kind of like Him being against you, ain't it? Hang on, I'm going to help you out. God's against. He's against foolishness. You ever been foolish? He's against flashiness. He's against worldliness. He's against wantonness. He's against frivolity. He's against excess. He's against expensive stuff. He's against partying. He's against fun?
No.
Why would I say that? Because the emphasis has been on what? On what God is against. Is against. And a lot of Christians, they think to be a Christian primarily is about taking a stand against stuff. But the Bible said about the Master, you wouldn't hear His voice in the streets leading a revolt or a rebellion, and you never did, and that He wouldn't quench a smoking flax. What does that mean? He's not against. He's for. If the Lord had wanted to demonstrate being against us, all he'd had to do is nothing. Leave us where we were and to ourselves. He's for us. Oh, come on, somebody say, he's for me. He's for us. He's for me. If he were looking for a reason to find something against you, he wouldn't even have to try. It's not like it would take some long, drawn out searching. Huh? Some detailed scrutiny. From his perspective, there has to be some glaring stuff. And still, he's not against you. He's not against you. He's for you. He's for me. Oh, somebody say, he's for me. He's on my side. He's for me. Never believe. Nobody believes in you. Nobody's got your back. Nobody's for you. The one who matters most has your back, is for you, believes in you, chose you. Oh, hallelujah. Chose you. Go to Romans 5. Let me show you when he started being for you. When all this came about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Romans, 5th chapter, so many good things here. But beginning at the first part of the chapter, Romans 5:1, he said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace. You don't enjoy grace without faith. Grace is God's part, not yours. Faith is your part. You don't need to work on the grace part. You need to work on the faith part. Said out loud, grace is God's part. Now you need to know about it and you need to hear about it. But grace is not your part.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's on My Side, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.